Who is my mother and brother? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Who is my mother and brother? So I don't want to sound like a squishy priest. But what Jesus is talking about here, he's talking about you. He's talking about you as being mother and brother and sister of Jesus. And in that sense, he's also saying that each of us are mother and brother and sisters with one another. And that's a really, really important teaching. Yeah, we all are together. We're all in this together. We're in this together, but with Christ. And so one of the biggest things that we have to do, and especially it's incredibly important here in Puerto de Luna, is that we draw close to one another. The reason why Jesus says that these are the ones who are my mother and my brother and my sister and all those familial relations isn't just because we happen to be baptized, although that is true. What he's saying is the real mother, the real brother, the real sister of me are those who do the will of my Father. And guess what? Thanks be to God, each of you are here at Mass on a day when you don't have to be here. And that already puts you into that upper echelon of those who are striving to do the will of God the Father. It doesn't mean that necessarily you're living it out perfectly, but it does mean that you're striving to do that. And so in doing so, you become the mother, the brother, the sister of Jesus Christ. And so especially we who are here today need to have that focus on the fact that we have to draw close to one another and to support one another in whatever difficulty is here. I know you already do that, but to deepen that. To have that concern for one another that we're supposed to have as brothers and sisters. To take real stake in the difficulties that are going on in one another's life. To take real ownership of those who are in our community who are struggling. Especially those who are struggling to make it to Mass the one time it is required. Just on Sundays. To encourage them. To help them along. And you know the ones, probably even better than I do, who are struggling with that. And the difficulties that are going on in their lives, in their families, the stresses, the hardships that they're enduring because they really have kicked God out of their lives in a serious way. They feel, for whatever reason, that they can't approach or they're not able to or there are too many things going on in their lives. But to be with Jesus is the one thing that makes all those other stresses able to be borne. We don't celebrate a Jesus like the Protestants do who is somehow lifted off of the cross, was somehow floating above there in glory and just elsewhere, and a spiritual being. We celebrate a Jesus Christ who is mounted upon the cross, who is suffering, who is enduring difficulties, and that's what speaks to us because we have those same struggles, we have those same difficulties, we have those same hardships in our own life. And part of being brother and sister and mother of Jesus Christ, as he's talking about here, means bearing those burdens with those others who are there, but not just on a human level where we're reaching out and just holding hands together, but the only reason why we are mother and brother and sister to each other is because Jesus Christ is in the center of it. So that if you're not strong enough to deal with whatever somebody else is going through, you don't have to be. All you do is lock arms with Christ and invite them to lock arms with him at the same moment. Neither of us has to be strong enough to bear one another's burdens. But we do have to be strong enough to reach out and grab Jesus' hand and help others to grab his hand at the same time. Because he really is, in a very serious way, the principle of unity. The principle which allows us to get through the difficult struggles that we have because we reach out not for our own strength, but we reach out for his. And so today, there are people who are probably occurring to you, even in this moment, that are struggling here in our community, here in Puerto de Luna. Think of those ones. And as this Mass is being offered, we say time and time again, put those souls that God is putting on your heart right now into the chalice. Put them there. So that as we lock arms with Christ, we can ask God to grant them a grace to lock arms with Him so that they can truly draw strength from that fellowship which we have in Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.